sedative.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yes?
I talked to Dick this morning.
Yes, Avery.
Now, he's coming to see you at 1:30 Monday, as I understand.
Yes.
And he asked for your background. Now, I gave him the words. I said, it seems that they sent some of their boys out to stiffen Sue's spine and tell him to wait and not send anybody. So you'll know that he knows the story.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is his reaction?
Well, he said he didn't send anybody. Well, maybe not, but maybe somebody else said somebody. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if you
did. What was his reaction to the request that he tell somebody to tell him to go on and get that parish meeting?
He didn't give me very much reaction. He just thinned it a little by saying, we didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that may well be, but there are a lot of those people in camp, as you might know.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll know the kind of a background then that you have to talk into.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, the point is, though, this is not going to wait on Monday.
Wait
on Monday? No. Hell no. This ought to go right now, because if they don't go in there this week, we're just going to have all kinds of problems.
I thought from the arrangement that was made that coming up here on Monday would be satisfactory.
No, I told you last night I ought to heard this. I thought I'd hear earlier this morning, because we want you to get a message so he can get a delegation from Saigon to Paris next week.
Yeah.
We think that we've held up just every day. We're killing men.
This arrangement for Monday was made through Jim.
Yes, he called his man, talked to Jim Jones, said they were coming this way and they'd be here Monday, so we told them to come in and have lunch. So they're coming for lunch. But I'm hoping that he will do.
Yeah,
I think it'd be better if he didn't have it direct from me, but I think what he ought to do is just this simple thing. Say, I have said I'm supporting our president. Now, he thinks that the South Vietnamese should be at that parish conference, and I'm supporting that. That's my position. And he ought to tell the Chenaults and the rest of them that, by God, to get that word out there.
He said he would go to Paris if you wanted him to.
No, I don't want any. I don't want any travels. All I want him to do is just tell them. To get to Paris, get the delegation there. That's the way. It doesn't do any good for me to go there or for him to go there. We just need the Saigon delegation. Because you can imagine what you and Mansfield are going to have if we've got a peace conference and this fellow won't even attend it.
Yeah, I do.
Now, what he does at that conference is another matter.
Yeah.
We have told him that we will not be for coalition government. We've told him that we will not be recognizing the NLF. But he must go to the conference, because we can't get him one vote in the Senate if he refuses to even talk.
Well, I fancy that after he said that they made the arrangement through Jim, that you would have been informed about it.
No, he didn't mention this at all. I just told Jim to tell them, when he wanted to see me, that I would be delighted to see them, but that I had given you a message last night that was urgent, that we're killing men every day while they're sitting there and doing nothing. Now, if Saigon doesn't come to that meeting, I don't know what we'll have to do. Rusk is ready to brief Dick if he wants briefing, but Saigon now thinks that they will play this out and keep this thing going on until January the 20th, and we think that's a mistake.
I had to shop over all of Hell's Creation to find him, and only got him here, well, I guess it was, about 12 o'clock.
Well, you call him and you tell him that I think this is urgent enough that he should send word to the South Vietnamese, either through me or through them.
Yeah.
If he wants to give me a message, I'll carry it. If he wants to go direct to the embassy, he can do it.
I told him I was going to call you.
And say to them that he supports the president and they should send a delegation there.
Yeah.
And do it quick.
I'll do my best.
All right, thank you.